Well, again, Merry Christmas. And this is a great day, the great day of rejoicing, because Jesus Christ, God, was made flesh. God is made flesh. Now, like, what we do now is, before Christmas, we think we're in the Christmas spirit because we're going out buying things, right? Got to go to the store, buy things. Not only we got Black Friday, but we got that Internet Monday to compete with. We're doing our Christmas duty. We're doing a Christmas duty. Because all our Christmas duty is of course, to decorate the tree, put up the tree, put up the Christmas lights. If you're lucky enough, you can pay somebody to do that for you. Or have somebody help. I had somebody help me do mine, so that was great. Go shopping. Buy the best gift. Do all these things. You guys know more. All these things. And so we think we're being in the Christmas spirit, but is that what the Christmas spirit is all about? No. It has nothing to do with it. It has to do with something that happened 2,000 years ago. A reality, a historical fact. Every year this always happens during Advent season, but also during Lent. You will probably see it twice in Lent. We had that when you saw in the news where, supposedly they found something about Jesus. He might have been married or something like that. And, what could have happened and all this other stuff. And a week later you find out, that was something they found out 20 years ago. It was totally debunked, but they keep on recycling it just to get you to doubt. And that's all they ever do. You know, they constantly do this. So the world opposes Christmas, but they still love Christmas because it's a great time of year. We have all these things we do. Now, decorating the tree is a good thing. Buying the Christmas presents, that's a good thing. Doing all these things are great, but we got to keep our eye on the ball. This reality,